This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, February 11th. God's word to you today is from Victory. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians 2, verse 13 and 14, and it says, "You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross." If you are a genuine Christian, it will not be long before the enemy attacks you. The reality is, the enemy is going to come at you whether you like it or not. But God has not left us as orphans. God has empowered us for victory. We are fighting from a position of victory and not fighting to gain victory. That makes a lot of difference. God says to us in James 4:7, "So submit yourselves to the one true God and fight against the devil and his schemes. If you do, he will run away in failure." Every time you resist the devil, he flees from you, because he is already defeated. God wants you to understand that all the harassment from the enemy is a big lie. 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 to 4 says, "The truth is that, although, of course, we lead normal human lives, the battle we are fighting is on the spiritual level. The weapons we use are not those of human warfare, but powerful in God's warfare for the destruction of the enemy's strongholds." This text was taken from J.B. Phillips' version. You and I need to understand that even though we live normal human lives, the battles we fight are not on the human level. You may be fighting a battle in your health or in your marriage or perhaps in your finances or fighting a battle concerning your children. God is saying to you that your battle is on a spiritual level and not on the human level. So do not touch it on the human level. Instead, tackle it from the spiritual level. The weapons we use are not those of human warfare, but they are powerful in God's warfare. Wherever you have a challenge right now, God wants you to know that the battle is on a spiritual level. There is more to life than meets the eye. All you see is not all there is. There is so much more than you and I can see physically. However, the beauty is that God never leaves us to fight for ourselves in this wicked world. God always fights for us. He always fights in us. He always fights through us. And he always fights with us. You need to know the weapons that are available to you. Contrary to popular belief, prayer is not one of the weapons available to us. I know it is currently considered as a weapon, but it really is not. Prayer is a way more than a weapon. Prayer offers the channel and the power to unleash the weapons. Our weapons work through prayer. Prayer creates the environment, the atmosphere where the weapons can be deployed. James 5 verse 16 from the Amplified Classic Version says, "The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gift of salvation and adoption. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.